92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thousands of people here in Madison may have been exposed to measles. A UW student who lives off campus has tested positive. Staff from Public Health Madison-Dane County say the student likely caught it during international travel. But around campus, there are lots of people in a small area. That means lots could have been exposed. PHMDC staff say they've notified 4,000 people that they should keep an eye out for measles symptoms and check their vaccination records. The person who tested positive visited mostly spots on campus, plus the Qdoba on Park Street. Usually, symptoms of measles start 7 to 14 days after infection and can look like just about any other illness, with a cough, high fever, and runny nose. A few days after that is when you typically start to see signs that really look like measles. That often begins with white spots in the mouth, and then a few days after that, the classic red flat spots show up. They usually begin on the face and hairline and then spread down the rest of the body. So that means you can have measles for 3 weeks before you even know it. Of course, the country is in the middle of the biggest outbreak in decades. The nation has had about 600 cases of measles so far this year, and it's only the start of February. Dr. Alok Patel from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is very unusual for a country that eliminated measles. That means no local spread in the year 2000. And 26 years later, here's where we are. Now, to give you a sense of what 600 cases in a month looks like, last year there was almost 3,000 cases. If we continue this rate right now, we'll hit over 7,000 cases in 2026. That's only what's reported.
All over Wisconsin, vaccination rates have dropped. Lots of people get the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine when they're kids. But if you're not sure if you got one, you can check the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. You can now vote early in the spring primary. Early absentee voting began yesterday all over Wisconsin. Here in Madison, there are three races on the ballot for Dane County Court Commissioner and County Supervisor for Districts 12 and 15. The most accessible early voting locations are at Madison Public Libraries. And across the country, young people are in crisis. More kids report experiencing mental health struggles than ever before. Isabella Nieto reports on how more students don't feel like they belong.
The State Office of Children's Mental Health released their annual report on kids' mental health earlier this month. The report emphasizes a sense of belonging for students. From 2013 to 2023, there has been a 37% drop in Wisconsin youth feeling like they belong at their school. The rates of belonging are worse for marginalized groups. The report shows the number of students with major depressive episodes continues to increase, jumping from 16 to 18% in the last 5 years. There has also been an over 10% increase in the rate of young adults who have a mental illness. The office also reports some improvements statewide. Since 2024, there has been a slight decline in LGBTQ youth considering suicide in Wisconsin, dropping from 42 to 39%. And compared to 2020, foster care placements and teen pregnancy have decreased, and the number of adults with a college degree has increased from 31 to 35%. Wisconsin schools also have more mental health support services. The report shows schools have more nurses, social workers, counselors, and psychologists.
That's Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. Francesca Hong is out front, but there's still a lot undecided. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows the Madison State Representative leading Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor with 14% support. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is close behind at 11%. While most Democratic voters remain undecided, on the Republican side, Congressman Tom Tiffany leads with 40%, far ahead of Andy Manske at 6%. The poll also shows most voters haven't picked a side yet in the state Supreme Court race. Those candidates, Chris Taylor and Maria Lazar, debate tonight. Governor Tony Evers is signing a new bill into law that aims to ease overcrowding in hospitals. The next of kin bill will let immediate family members approve transfers from hospitals to rehab centers without having to get court-appointed guardianship. Officials with Amplify Health by Gunderson say they've been wanting for this bill to pass because it would help ease crowd issues at hospitals. Officials say the bill's passing is helping the hospital's goal of caring for the entire community. Microsoft is changing how it works with cities on new data center projects. The company announced it will stop using non-disclosure agreements, which kept early planning details secret. Towns like Beaver Dam, Kenosha, Janesville, and Menominee have all signed NDAs in the past. Microsoft says it's now working to end any that remain, like in Racine County. A proposal to outlaw those agreements in Wisconsin failed to pass before the session ended last week. And if you're traveling to the Milwaukee season opener, you're asked to allow for a little extra time to get to American Family Field. The ballpark is in the middle of the I-94 East-West Freeway construction project. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the traffic patterns around the stadium could delay thousands of fans who are headed into tomorrow's opener against the Chicago White Sox. The Brewers say they're hiring 3 sheriff's deputy crews and a tow truck to clear disabled vehicles from the freeway in order to keep traffic moving. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Opening day tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' opening day is tomorrow at AmFam Field. Right-hander Jacob Mizorowski gets the start from Milwaukee against the Chicago White Sox right-hand pitcher Shane Smith. I asked the 23-year-old Mizorowski from Missouri if he had any fond memories of attending an opening day ball game.
You know, honestly, I don't think I've ever been to an opening day. I think all my opening days were on TV. You know, I was playing some other sport, doing something else, so it's going to be kind of fun to finally be at one.
The Brewers made a trade yesterday. They picked up relief pitcher Jake Woolford from the Rays in exchange for minor league pitcher Casey Hunt. NBA, the Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trailblazers. Doc Rivers getting upset after being asked about the Bucks losing 10 of their last 14 games.
Did we win the last game? Right, but my point is, yeah, but we won the last game. So clearly, they showed up the next game, right? This is not like we got blown out 40 games in a row.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s by midday with falling temperatures in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.